Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to go over giving people space to vent or complain. I'll get more into that in the heart of the episode, but first I'll begin, as I always do, with what I've been into and what I've been up to. What I have been into. Going with the flow. This is something that is not the most natural for me. I am very plan-oriented, but obviously not everything can go according to plan all of the time. I actually had 3 of my events or hangouts canceled in a row. Isn't that wild? Literally 3 of them, all 3 of them spanning across like 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, I was disappointed, but being disappointed, number one, changes nothing. It just kind of puts you in a funk for the rest of the day and how you're actually going to spend that time. So I've been really working on going with the flow and just rolling with the punches, or rolling with honestly whatever life brings in that area, and just working on not being attached to those plans. And obviously you can look forward to things, and I very much do, but going with things in an unattached way that when they get canceled, obviously I'm bummed, but it's not the end of the world. It's really just not the end of the world. So I've been into going with the flow, even though I'm not necessarily choosing to do so. Things are just getting canceled and the universe is giving me this free time back to spend it in other ways. And so it's just kind of, like I said, going with the flow, and this is great practice for me. What I've been up to. My boyfriend and I went apartment hunting in San Diego on 420 Saturday, and it was good to spend a lot of time together. I always enjoy that. A lot of driving. I hate driving. Audiobooks are a huge game changer. I will admit that. So if you have long stretches of drives, get an audiobook. Honestly, you can get them on CDs at half price books and book resale stores, but also Amazon has Audible, so you can just get them on your phone too. But they make long rides so much easier. But anyways, sorry. What I've been up to, apartment hunting in San Diego. Definitely such a pain. We live so far away from San Diego, but it's so beautiful, and it wasn't successful, but you know, we learned a lot and had a good time. So that's what I've been up to. So this week's episode is inspired by the dark comedy show Beef. If you haven't seen it, don't worry. I won't really be giving any spoilers. I actually just started watching it myself. It did bring home 5 Emmy Awards, which is pretty insane. Anyways, the reason I wanted to talk about this was because in the first episode, we see one of the main characters trying to vent and, yes, complain to her husband about the day that she had. He stops her mid-sentence and essentially tells her that she needs to be more positive, and he's trying to help, quote, stop her negativity in its tracks type of thing. This was clearly put into the scene to show us the type of stereotype that her husband falls into. The always positive, no negative, will shut down any negative type of person. And seeing how annoying that looked on screen, I did turn to my boyfriend and actually asked him if that's how I sound. Definitely a moment of self-awareness and self-realization. He said no, don't get me wrong. He said no, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like that can be me sometimes. So I had to ask him. I just had to. This isn't me saying that we shouldn't try to be positive, especially in our own lives. I know that whenever something is going really wrong, or I'm really frustrated and I don't have anyone to talk to, or know that my emotions are starting to get really fired up, I do try to put a positive spin on things for myself. But that is the important thing to note. I'm helping myself be more positive. There is no outside influence. I didn't try to complain to my boyfriend about it, and he didn't tell me I need to be positive. I told myself. If I were to have gone to my boyfriend, I don't think I would have wanted him to tell me, hey, put a positive spin on it. In the heat of the moment, that is one of the last things that I want to hear. I just want to vent. And that is what I want to talk about today. It's giving people the space to vent and, frankly, just complain if that's what they need to do. I know that this can be hard for some of us. Maybe you're a fixer and want to try and fix or solve everyone's problems. Maybe you're a chronic optimist or on your own optimism journey. Maybe you just don't want to see someone you care about suffer, so you immediately try to get to the root of how to solve the suffering and what they need to do to change things. You don't need to feel bad about trying to help people or wanting to help them be more positive. We have discussed before how studies have shown that people who are more positive lead happier lives. But even super positive people need a minute to vent, let alone people who aren't super optimistic. We are doing a disservice to ourselves, our families, and our friends by not just letting them complain sometimes. Just like optimism takes effort for some people, so will this. So will just listening and not trying to fix something or trying to put a positive spin on things. We here at Consciously Blooming aren't scared of a little work. If it means strengthening our relationships and bettering our lives, so let's discuss some ways that we can better give the people in our lives space to vent. The easiest, and I mean the easiest way to just let someone vent is to ask them if they're just needing to vent. This might seem silly, but checking in with that person allows them to tell you that they just want to be heard. They are struggling with something, and as humans, we crave connection, and connection is what this person is needing to help get them through these tough emotions. They don't want your suggestions or ideas, just your listening ears. By asking this question, you know what they are needing from the conversation, and that's not life advice or how you would handle the situation. You have established the purpose of the conversation, and that is really for this person to release some steam. That being said, think of a time when you needed to vent. When you were going over what got you so riled up, what was going wrong, and how it was making you feel, and everything else piled on, you don't just want the person you're talking to just sit there in silence staring at you. While it is mostly a one-sided conversation, no one wants it to be completely one-sided. So, ask questions, do some fact-finding. A few questions suggested by an article in the Harvard Business Review are, number one, what are you most frustrated about? Number two, say more about XYZ. So if they say, I'm just so angry about what they said to me, certainly ask them why they're so angry. In this situation, not only will you be giving the other person space to vent and work through their thoughts, but you can also learn more about them in ways that can benefit your relationship. You can see what they are going through and also know what makes them mad, know what stresses them out, or just have more insight into that person. But you are not evaluating them. When we are expressing our emotions in a venting situation, we can say things that we don't mean. So try not to view the other person in a scrutinizing way. Just observe how things make them feel. And the last question would be, what are you really worried about? This brings the person down to the head of why they are so worked up. There is always an underlying fear or anxiety. Maybe they're upset about what that person said to them because they're afraid that the other person was right, and it might play into some self-doubt that they might have. It could truly be related to anything, but this keeps the person feeling their emotions while also looking with more of an introspective view. None of this is meant to be condescending either. This isn't some how to handle angry people type of episode. We all need to vent and complain sometimes. I want to say again, this episode is mainly for the people like me who find themselves trying to problem solve or think positive the person when they start expressing the negativity they are feeling. Optimistic people are not better at handling their emotions than negative people. They're all just different. There are a few other things that I want to touch on following the advice on how to better give the people you care about space to vent. First and foremost, do not let their negativity stick to you. If you are an optimist or a pessimist, do not let the other person's negative feelings stick to you. I know that I really struggle with this personally. If someone is having a bad day and vents to me, it can be hard for me to not also feel negatively in an empathetic way. Try and visualize their venting and complaining as a thunderstorm, and it washes over you. 1 minute it's there, and the next it's gone. Just the same, hear their emotions and whatever they are going through, but don't let those become your emotions. This is so important because your positivity cannot be tied to the emotions of others. We cannot seek the happiness of others for our own happiness. Our emotions cannot be tied to the emotions of others. There is also a time when things need to be turned positive. Sometimes people only need a minute to vent and then they're looking for some positivity. I think that if they ask your opinion or advice, that is the perfect time to try and put a positive spin on things. Along those same lines, you don't want to surround yourself with people who are negative or complaining 24/7. There is a difference between someone who vents occasionally and the person whose sky is falling down every other minute. Everything is a big deal. Everything gets them riled up or brings them down. It's just always something. Obviously, only you can determine who those people are in your life. And honestly, you can decide if you'll be a sounding board for them, if you are willing to be someone they can vent to. If not, be honest with them about how all of their complaining and negativity is making you feel. If you're honest, they likely won't come back to you to vent, and if that's what you wanted, then the situation worked out. Lastly, this is a reminder for us when we are venting. Our family and friends are not our therapists. I should probably be paying my poor mom by the hour. She definitely gets the brunt of my venting. But in reality, it's not fair to treat our loved ones as our therapists. We shouldn't randomly trauma dump or only go to them when things are going wrong. That's not why they're in our lives, and it's frankly not fair to them. Venting here and there is okay. Like I mentioned earlier, sometimes we seek connection to help us through tough situations and emotions. As human beings, we crave connection. But that can't be the only thing you do when you talk to someone, so just be mindful of that. All in all, I hope that this episode made you stop and think a bit. I know this is something I certainly need to work on in my life, and I wanted to share some information on it in case you felt the same way. Now with that, I will end this week's episode with a quote from Anonymous, and they said, "People don't always need advice. Sometimes all they really need is a hand to hold, an ear to listen, and a heart to understand them." Now, I thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and leave a review, and share with anyone you think might need a gentle nudge into how to let others vent. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Keep consciously blooming into your best self.